Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Mori Rosh Yechlinish Masmar Sester Vasu Shmuel. Maschanat Zogin Ovesat the Chanus with Meir Seb. And it's based on the Torah Vein Rabbein Ogon Rav Moshe Zatzal. It says in the Medrash Rabo, Shlach Lecha Nashim Rebacha Bar Agadol Posach. Yavesh Chatzir Nevel Tzit Zudvar Elokeinu Yokam Loilom. Ma'ad Abadam Lamel Shoy Lo Ayev Yisneimoy. Ramal Aleichi Mi. When I say in Lecha Matron, Aleichim Ove Meis. המלך לבנוי שלא יבואי. אף ושמי סביכו, איני חויזר בי מתנו, שמעתי לו. בוא בתולעתו. כך אתה ברכו המלך, המלך מלכם לכם בקדוש ברוך הוא. ואויב זה אברום. וזה אברום אברום, אמרו לו הקדוש ברוך הוא. בוא לכי מלך לכם מארץ ומולד לכם בי סביכו. הסני אמו שידין לו מתנו, שנאמר קום מסלך בארץ. חיינו הכל עד שאתה רואה לך את ננה. אמר לו, Sprachu l'moshe apishas nesi mavus liten l'mitzoretz v'mesu eni choyzer bi ela bei dvar l'kenu yokum lo'ilam. Medrash says that on the pasuk send people that the word of God it stands forever. A mashal to a person who loved somebody and made it tonight, he said, come with me, I'm going to give you a gift. Guy comes in and he dies. And the king says to the son of the guy he loves, even though your father died, even though it was the king giving a gift, even though your father died, I'm not going to retract the gift. You take it. So too, the king is Hashem, obviously. Lev is Ephraim. It's Ephraim Moavi. Hashem said, I'm going to give you a gift, Eretz Yisrael. But tonight that you walk in Eretz Yisrael, but he ended up dying, Avraham Avinu. And Hashem said, nevertheless, to Moshe, I'm going to give it to you. It's hard to understand this medrash. The Oyev died, and he got the gift, he's going to give it to the son, and Yechozirbi. But the Matana Beretz Israel, it was given. The Elvis received it as a gift from Hashem. So what do you mean any choyzer be? It wouldn't have to be choyzer boy. He gave it to them and that's it. And why is this a psicha to Parsha Shlach? So it would appear that if not for the chayt of the Meraglim, Eretz Yisrael would be muchzak biyadeinu, k'derech she'ya muchzak biyad ha'avos. Whereas the same darga of Eretz Yisrael that was given to Avraham Avinu would be given to his children. But now that the Meraglim were makalkel, and they weren't makabel the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael like they should have, there's not a regular sin here of slandering Eretz Yisrael, but they really lost the Eretz Yisrael of the Avos. Because since they were macked in Pela Ayin, like we discussed in the previous Yurim, they no longer related to that Eretz Yisrael, that spiritual reality entity that was given to the Avos. That's what Chazal are telling us. That even though they can't be machzik in the dag of Eretz Yisrael that was beyond Avos, nevertheless Hashem is mekayim udvar elokeinu yokum loila. He didn't retract the gift, even though it's not going to be the same Eretz Yisrael. But he's still going to give them Eretz Yisrael on some level. B'kach posach rebach agadol pashas meraglim. But even though the meraglim did evil, and we weren't zechet Eretz Yisrael directly mikoch bris avos, and nevertheless, Kadosh Baruch Hu did good for us, and he gave us Eretz Yisrael as an independent gift. Even though it's not b'ofin yashir mikoach brit avot. So it emerges that just like the giving of the gift to the son of the Oyev, it's not the same matana that was given to the Oyev, Like we see in the Mashal, that he promised the gift to the father. Now he's giving another gift to the son. With the same gift. So to Eretz Yisrael, which was given to us after the Meraglim, is not the same kiyum of Kabbalah Eretz Yisrael that was given to the Avos Mikoach Bris Avos. It's a different gift. And in Mashal, the mace was never given a gift. So obviously the son of the mace is getting what the mace never got. So too in the Nimshal, the Am Yisrael is not getting the same thing as the Avos were promised. It's a different Eretz Yisrael. Different Eretz Yisrael. The explanation is that in the pasuk it says, "Vayishlach Oisem Moshe Laser Eretz Kanan, Oisem Eretz Mai." So they were sent to look at the land in the right way. And it says, "Shlach Lecha Anoshim Lecha Ladaitcha," because they were the shluchim of Moshe, the das Moshe, to see Eretz Yisrael. The premise is that it says in the Gemara in Baba Basra, Kol Shri HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Chayiv B'Maiser. Rosh Baham says, B'Shas V'Satz Elchi V'Areo Hashem Es Arts Es Egelar Adon. Whatever Hashem showed to Moshe, that area is Chayiv and Maisers. That's part of Eretz Yisrael. It's Chayiv and Maisers. And the Rashbam quotes the pasuk that he showed him Eretz Yisrael, the area of Gilad until Dan. And it's known with Divrei HaKadmonim that the Pnimius Inyan, the very seeing of Moshe, Kol She'areo Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Chayiv B'Maiser, the very seeing of Moshe was Mekadesh, this place that it's Chayiv and Maisers. And also Mikoach Riyas Moshe, because Moshe saw the place, it was the Schiddush of Avira there, it's Yisrael Machkin. And also Mikoch Riyaso in Yisrael, Shavira there, it's Yisrael Machkin, beside Libi Ro Harbe Chochma. My heart saw a lot of Chochma, Kodesh HaKadoshim, as Kedush Eretz Yisrael. That's the labor of the Bria. So hopefully we'll discuss in a different shir. The life comes from the heart, and that's the Kodesh Kadoshim. And that's what Chazal tell us, that if Moshe Rabbeinu will come to Eretz Yisrael, there'll be no more galus afterwards. Because the tachas of Eretz Yisrael is that the darg of Moshe should be chal in Eretz Yisrael. And even though we weren't zeiche, that he should be nichnas b'foyal Eretz Yisrael, such that we're holding on to Eretz Yisrael forever because of that chazaka. Nevertheless, b'tayras riyah, Moshe Rabbeinu did go into Eretz Yisrael, quote unquote, to a certain extent, and therefore his riyah was enough that Eretz Yisrael should be miskadeshes for Maisers. So now we're doing the Pnimius Inyan of Shiluch HaMeraglim Kishluchim Shal Moshe. That since Yerushas Eretz Yisrael Amita, it's only through the Re'iyah of Moshe, through which the Kedushas Chal, and Mele the Meraglim were sent, B'Shlichuso, in order to see the land, and through their Re'iyah, their proper tfisa on the mahutz of Eretz Yisrael, the dagas Moshe Rabbeinu, the true Eretz Yisrael, the true spiritual Eretz Yisrael, and proper madrega, would be received by them. And since kibush Eretz Yisrael is nachlas kol hashvatim, and every shevet had to capture their portion, and meila the dagas riyasu shel Moshe had to be fulfilled specifically via the shvatim themselves. And therefore the Nesiyah HaShvatim were sent by Shlichus HaShal Moshe in order to be Mekayim, the Kabbalah of Eretz Yisrael. But what is this mile of Riyas Eretz Yisrael, and how is this the proper Kabbalah of Eretz Yisrael? Tis a Maisa Bereshis Vayara Elokim Ki Toiv. The Ramban says, Ki Yatzah Svarim El Apoy Yikori Amiro. ויאמר אלוקים יהי אור, וקיום יקרא ראייה. הן וראיסי אני כל הלס, רואי אני אז דברי אדמי. ואינן לא הרס כי עמידוסם בחפצוי, ועם החופץ יספור את רגע מהם, יהיו לעין. וכאשר אומר בעל מייסי יוים יוים, ויער אלוקים כי טוב, שרצה בקיום הלעד. זה אומר לי רמבן, that Amira is Hatzah Svarim El Apoya. Kiyum is the Re'iya. Seeing is giving it existence. By Hashem seeing it, by seeing the Bria, Vayar Elokim is called Asher Asavai. That gives it existence. Vayar Elokim Ki Toiv, that gives it existence. By Hashem looking at it, that's what the Torah is telling us. Hashem saw it, it gives it life, it gives it existence, it gives it reality. L'hoiros ki amidosim b'cheftzo, they're standing at his cheftz, at his desire. It's because he looks at it, that's what gives it existence. V'machofetz yisparid regamem, but if God stops desiring it, you lie and will be nothing. That's Vayar Elohim, Sherotza Bekium Elad. The Vayar is that Hashem wants it forever. Ubir Yisoyda Inyan. As I'll tell us, Estakel Boy Raise Uvro Alme. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah and he created the world. So Sheresh HaBriya is Riyah V'Staklut Be'oraita. Ela She'achar Kach Nishtalshela Metzius HaTachtoina V'Nizgashmo. Afterwards there was a Hishtalshelus, there was a chaining down of, branching down of the higher Metzius to a lower Metzius, and it became more physical. That's the Bura Alma. It starts with the Estakel Bo'i Raisa, and it ends up with the creation. Now, Klolius Tachlitz HaBriya is that after the Metzius Al Yonah Shel Torah Nizgashma B'Tachtoinim, Gozra Ritzoyno Yizborach, Shal Yidei Avidaseinu Yizgale Or Yichudo V'Kvodo Yitborach. The Klolius Tachlitz HaBriya is that after the higher Metzius of Torah was in the Sgashem and the Tachtoinim, became physical. Hashem was Goyzer, that through our Avoda, His light will be revealed. His glory will be revealed. וראו כל בשר יחדיו כי פי השם דיבר, Isaiah 40. והיינו שעיני הבשר ישיגו ויראו יחדיו, שעל אף שלפי תפיסתנו הטבעית והגופנית, הרי בריאה דלמטה נראית כמציאות נפרדת, that our physical eyes should perceive. Even though, according to our tfisa, the Bria down here looks like it's separate mitzias, and the shirish of this mitzias is not revealed, it looks like a separate mitzias, and the shirish is not being revealed. Nevertheless, in the future, it will be revealed. Re'iya pnimit. Shel amito shel davar, ein kan el sod istakel be'oraita, bilvad. V'chutz me'omek mahalach shel Torah, ein kan. In the future, we'll see that all there is the secret of looking in the Torah. That's all there is in the Bria. And besides the Mahalach of Torah, there's nothing here. So it turns out that the correct Ri'iya is the Gila of Istakil Boi Raisa, which is really the Reishis HaBriya. That's the beginning of creation, God looking in the Torah. V'harei b'vchina zo kol HaBriya kula mishtayechet legamrei v'shoresh Nitzchiyut kiyuma besod vayar Elokim kitov. Dehainu sheratza b'kiyumo la'ad kilashon Ramban. So the whole Bria is mishtayich to the sheresh, to its roots, to its eternal roots. In the sod of vayar Elokim kitov, that Hashem saw to know is good. That's what it means. Ratza b'kiyum olam, Hashem wants its kiyum. That's a proper re'iyah. And that's all started with the Hashem looking into the Torah and then looking at the Bria and wanting it, which gives it its existence. And we already explained in a previous shir, Nina b'chinas Torah shebichsav, which is connected b'irut ha'asaga b'torah b'li safek ve'elem davar. Torah b'chsav is when everything is clear. And then you have the proper Ri'ah v'stakel b'raisa. B'chinas Torah shebal peh is the behirus that we have, even though we're in the world of bara alma, the physical worlds. And the tachlis of the Bria is that in our bara alma world, in our physical world, in our Torah Sheba'al Peh world, we're able to connect to the clarity of Torah Shebichsav and have the behirus of Hasaga of Torah Shebichsav in our physical world. But we'd like to go deeper into the Bechina of Torah Shebichsav, Lumas Bechina of Torah Sheba'al Peh. And that is that B'tzuras Adam, Yatua Sagas. One is Ha'aras HaSeichel HaNivdal, which is called Da'ag HaMoichin, and the second is lower than that. And that's the whole system of Midas. Midas HaTava, Midas HaShpa, Midas HaTzimtzum, Midas HaYir, Midas HaKavod. Tam Tzizkol HaMidas are seven. And that's connected to seven Midas, L'cha Hashem HaGdula, V'Gvur, V'Teferetz, V'Netzach, V'Od. So we have Gvur, Gdula is one, is Chesed, Gvur is two, Teferetz is three, Netzach is four, Hod is five. Chob Hashemayim Va'aretz, that's Yisoid, six. Chob Hashem HaMamloch, it's Malchus, is seven. Altogether, there are ten. The first three, Chachma Bin and Das, which are Moichin. And then the Zayin Tachtonus, the Zayin Midas below that. Avodat Adam, shekol midotav v'ratzonotav, dahinu mashu mevakesh o ohev o mechabed v'chadome, o mashu mizalzel o borech mimenu mashu choshev, chashuv o tofel beinav, kol tzrich liot nikba al pi harat hadat v'hasechel. Everything has to be das. All of your midas, all of your ratzonos, what you want, what you love, what you're mechabed, what's important, what's stupid, what you enjoy, what you think is ridiculous, That's all nikba al pisechel. Just there's an akudem tzayis between the chelik alyon and moichim and the rest of the kaima, and the rest of one stature. Then umasha ma'avirat kol ha'sagot shel ha'sechel l'toch midot. שמציאות לפה הכוחות הגוף, היינו כוח הדיבור. You take all the sagas of the seichel and you bring them into the midas and carry them out. And that's the koach hadibur. What does that mean? The seichel, as it is, perceives reality in a spiritual way. Nenolu vushim of chomer and guf. And this asaga is benitzrius v'tachlas kiyum ha-metzias mebli mahachim shadis. No Hester Panim here. That's the way the Seichel should perceive things. Just complete clarity. With no levushin. With no Hester Panim. Or there's no possibility to be mishtayach to the Seichel directly. Unless you do it through those hasagas that are mislabish b'milim. And through the koach ha-dibur, these hasagas are perceived. We're not talking about dibur b'foil, actually speaking the dibur, but the koyach of halbasha b'milim, as we put everything into words, even in our mind, even when we think, we're not really thinking, we're really speaking in our minds, because we're putting everything into words. That's also included in your koyach ha-dibur. And that's why in the koyach ha-dibur there's this great possibility of corruption, of error. It can't be that these words are going to totally encompass the koach hasaga of the seichel, because the tefis of the seichel is higher than these kelim. So be'etzem teva advarim uchrach shadibur yaktin. Dibur has to diminish. Dibur has to make smaller. Has to contract these ideas in order that they should be expressed in the system of this world. And then it must be then that the words are not going to express the ideas behind the words. We know that the world is filled with billions and billions of words every day that are mamishtus veheva, shein kedugmasim, in all of world history. And the reason is because it's minutak me'asechel. If it's detached from the sechel, then the shtusim is what comes out. But the dibur, as it's supposed to be, supposed to reflect as much as possible the seichel. So there's the chelik elyon, there's the moichim, then the bar beneath that there's the midas, and then there's the nekudaim tzait of the dibur, which is supposed to define and understand, put into context the hasagas and ruchnius. And askila avin lefizia tochan avdeh. That's interesting. Torah shebichsav and Torah shebaalpeh. The behirus tefisus hametzias of bechinas Torah shebaalpeh is alpi mahalchi asecha bechinas moichin kinegadagas haneshama, which is above the metzias olam atachtonim. And therefore, there's no helen, there's no astaras kavoida at all. Ela shakol nitfas besod istakel beoraita. Chen tachlit haolamu sheota saga titgalev teitzei leor. The tachlis of the world is that this hasaga of istakel b'raisa should come out into the world. And here there's no behiris. So here we have bechira. We'd be tovbeis the metzias b'sheker, as if it's a davar b'odmi b'fnei atzmo and it's separate from its sharish elyon. Or we can understand that everything we see in the world is just a hishtalshlus of the Torah. We speak the right diburim and we connect it to its source. So we have the tfisa of the seichel of Torah Shebichsav, of clarity, of neshama, and then it's supposed to be go back, that's the stack of rice that comes down into the world. And if we speak the proper diburi Torah, then we can bring that into the world. וזהו עומק הגילוי של תורה שבעל פה. That's what we spoke about in the previous Yurim, about being Megala in this world through the goof, through breaking the goof, being Megala Torah Shebaal Peh. Royim es HaKoylois. Yim Misoid HaRe'iyah. Not only what's Misoid HaShmiya, which is putting different things together, and not seeing the whole picture at once, comes into the world of Re'iyah, where we see everything in context. It's an all-encompassing Hasaga. That's what Torah Shebaal Peh is supposed to be. It's supposed to take that Hasaga of Torah Shebichsav and bring it to a place as much as we can of Re'iyah, of Roi Mesakolus. Really properly understanding the Torah Shebichsav and having the same Torah Shebaal Peh having the same Behirus as it would for the clarity of Torah Shebichsav. That was the Kilkul of the Meraglim. They were Makdim Pela Ayin. They said what they didn't see. Because they were supposed to see Eretz Yisrael b'shlichus Moshe Rabbeinu. Shlach l'cho anashim. For you, they're your shlichim. Because your re'iyah is chal on their re'iyah. And never they're going to have the proper re'iyah of Eretz Yisrael. And this way they're going to be nochal Eretz Yisrael. They're going to be makabel the true Eretz Yisrael. And the thing is, as we explained in the previous shiurim, Kabbalah Eretz Yisrael b'chinas Torah Shebaal Peh, that the Or HaShechina that was miskala b'midbar of Sod Meragadol should now shine b'mokom ha'teva of ish tachas gafon of ish tachas te'enosei, ha'idei b'chinas Kabbalah Torah Shebaal Peh. Be'er she'inyana she Torah Shebaal Peh kabbalata toch ma'arechet ha'olam she'me'alemet u'masteret kedushata. The world that hides its kedusha, so to Makabel Eretz Yisrael, the Moira Gadol of Yitzias Mitzrayim that was Nimshach 40 years in the desert, that should also shine in the Makom HaTeva. And that's if we have the proper Re'iyah. The Jews didn't have the proper Re'iyah of the stock of Arisa, so they messed up that Kabbalah of the Teva. Wasn't mishtayich anymore. It wasn't shayich anymore. It's stak of our reisa. So now it's minutak. The riyah they had was minutak misharish hametzias. If they would have done the proper shlichus l'reis ha'aretz, it would have been masik tchila the same Torah in Eretz Yisrael. The sod riyah dagas chachma, as we spoke about in the previous shiurim. Libi roah harbei chochma, seeing it properly, seeing it in context, seeing it all at once, in the clarity of seeing. Shareach rea tfisa nechona minikudat shorsha, and then after that proper vision, proper viewing, then they would have been properly expressed in words. The dibur is deichetimtzi. To be megale, the mitzil sayona toch ma'arechet shel ma'achim mugbalim. Me'ela kol shadibur mushrash b'riya nechona, rei hu mechubal l'mekora elyon, u'mevate ota b'shlemut. The dibur is mushrash in the proper re'iyah, so then it's connected to its higher source and expresses it perfectly. But if the dibur comes before the re'iyah, and it's not expressing the shorish of mitzias, then it's nothing. So the riyah that comes after is riyah mizuyefet. Because now they're only seeing what they say. And the speech was minutak, was detached from the source. And that's the shorish of the cheder of the meraglim. They were supposed to be a kabbal Eretz Yisrael. Derech shemalach ha'teva shebe'eretz Yisrael inu ala hemshech. It's supposed to be a hemshech of Yitzis Mitzrayim. And then memela they would see the makor of Torah. They would have perceived that properly, and they would have perceived Eretz Yisrael as it's supposed to be seen, which is a hemshech of Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is God revealing himself even in the world of Teva. They were makd in Pela Ayin. And they spoke first, their dibur was minutak, was detached from what they saw. It's diburim is zuyafim. And really what they see afterwards is mizuyaf. That's pshat, that after the Cheder Meraglim, we don't have Eretz Yisrael b'yadeinu mikoach Yerusha. That's why this is the psicha for Parash Shlach. And after the Cheder Meraglim, we don't have Eretz Yisrael like the Avos. It's not the true Eretz Yisrael. It's not the Eretz Yisrael of Avraham Avinu b'soda el Eretz Asher Areka. They saw an Eretz Yisrael of their Dibur Mezuyif. And maybe they can't inherit like Avraham Avinu did. So all we have is the Eretz Yisrael of the Dvar Elokeinu Yokum Lo'olam. If God promised to give us Eretz Yisrael on some level, we're getting Eretz Yisrael. But it's not the Eretz Yisrael of the Avos, of the Eretz Asher Areka. So, sweet brothers and sisters, we have so much more to say. So please stay tuned. And in the next year, we will discuss the Yanei Kolach HaDibur. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.